I am the host, Richard Ravenbrook, a man, a life coach, and a spiritual mentor who has endeavored to find real spiritual truth and self-enlightenment. With experiences in various ministry types, pagan traditions, and even magical paths. With a love for Mother Earth and a balance of life, I work to channel spirit and to help educate and mentor those striving to deconstruct from mainstream religion and to empower them to find the divinity within themselves and to the truth around them. The messages are focused on everyday life, creating an environment of real coexistence, a world of mutual respect, love, and dignity. The pagan preacher is all things, the preacher and the pagan, speaking from the wisdom of spirit. Welcome, everyone. I am Richard Ravenbrook, and of course, this is the Pagan Preacher. Coming at you today, I want to do a special. It's going to be a little bit shorter than the normal podcast, but I need to talk about something the Spirit has really laid on my heart heavy, and I've been talking about it, but today is just extremely heavy. Searching through the internet, seems like everywhere I go, you just see so much hate in this world. So much hate from those that claim they know divinity. So much biasness and bigotry from those that say they love God's creation. We're confused in this world, aren't we? We focus our attention, our thoughts, our desires, all upon books left to us by men that we don't even know, by people we don't even know. We base our religious beliefs, our daily walks, upon what we're told is right and what we're told is wrong. And many of us have forsaken the real, true connection between us in the spiritual world. Because I've said this many, many times, that you cannot understand spiritual things if you're afraid of the spiritual. Most churches, most doctrines, most religious people in today's world are afraid of spirituality. They're afraid of getting something wrong. You know, we got to stay within our book. We got to stay within whatever our teacher tells us to. And we have gone astray. We have lost everything that we so dearly say we desire. I'm going to use Gaza again for an example. This war between Israel and the Palestinian people. And I know there's other things going on around the world, but I'm going to focus on this because right now this is where spirit lays so heavy. I hear the bickering, the battling that goes back and forth. Well, they did this, so we do this. And they did this, so we're going to do this. So much hate. So little love. From people that claim to be the chosen people of God. Death, destruction. Children dying in their beds. Women, young men that have nothing to do with this battle or this war, or this debate, dying in their sleep. Why people argue whether it's right or wrong to kill children. At the same time, here in this country, we want to debate abortion and saying that God doesn't accept that. God hates killing children. And at the same time, we've got people that support it as long as they're Palestinian. No one's going to tell me that the man that you call Jesus, Yeshua, would ever accept or condone what is happening. And how can we be, or how can they be, God's people if they deny his own son. We all know that most of the Jewish religion despises Christianity in its essence because most Jews do not believe that Yeshua was the Savior. You call him Jesus. But we know deep within our heart that what is happening is wrong. But we are afraid sometimes to stand up. We're afraid to say what Spirit has laid on our hearts because we know it. But our religious leaders keep saying, I stand with Israel. I stand with Israel. And you do understand that you can stand with Israel and still not condone what its leaders are doing. You do know that you can call for coexistence, mutual agreement, mutual respect. There can be peace. There can be peace throughout this world. If we can first get past the biasness and the bigotry within religion. Spirituality goes way past religion. Spirituality is not just understanding what the divine would do in a book, but knowing firsthand what the divine would do within you through your actions. Because it's not after us to follow a Christ, but it's after us to be a Christ. For a Christ consciousness upon this planet, to be God, to be the divinity that walks upon this earth. That's why he came, to show us what we are supposed to do. We lack doing that. We lack even the fundamental basics of humanity. Understanding that two wrongs don't make a right. And just because one side hurts another side, it does not give the right to hurt innocent people. Somewhere it's got to stop. All battles, all wars, all debates have to stop somewhere. Someone has to draw the line and say no more. No more death. No more hate. Why don't we just figure this out right here, right now, and go into it. Go into the table, knowing that you're coming out with an end to the hate. You know when you go in that you're going to come out of that not the same. Because you're not going to go in with the same biasness and the same bigotry and the same hate and the same anger and the same wrath that you went in with last time. It can't keep continuing. Religion has separated us all for thousands of years. One person saying they have the only truth, and another person saying that they have the truth, and everyone feeling that they have to force people to believe what they believe, or somehow they're going to be punished. And it's ridiculous, because you take things out of context. You take things in a way that you don't even understand. Most of you don't even know the one that you follow, the one that you claim to be your savior. You don't even know. You don't even know his name, his real name. Most of you don't even know what he did after 12 years old. Look within the 66 books of your Bible. Where did Jesus go from 12 to 32? And if you can't tell me that, then you don't know the man. And if you don't know the man, then how do you follow the man? How do you hold an entire religion upon a man you don't even know? Because the church is no more than the Roman Empire. And you follow after disciples, not after the Christ. And I know right now I'm probably preaching more to Christians and those that have even left the Christian church and deconstructing, but have had Christian roots, or those that don't hold a religion at all, but their families are Christian. And they're all saying the same thing. We all support Israel, but we need to understand that We can't support what they're doing right now. We can't support purposely starving children. We can't support the mass murder of babies, little children, mothers. You can't tell me that it's acceptable to kill 1,000 if we might get one. That's not acceptable. Not in my world. We have weapons today that are precision weapons. Precision targeted weapons. Well, we can practically... they can destroy a squirrel practically from space, people. And we doubt that they don't understand where these people are, where they're hiding, or where... Basically, all I'm saying is they know people. They know what they're doing. And they're doing it on purpose. And it's sad. But what's even sadder is we have people that support it. Now, I see even in the United States, I see people beginning to protest, beginning to picket. I see people beginning to rise up all over the world in favor of the Palestinian people, and I applaud that. Because this isn't about religion. I don't have to be Muslim or any belief within the Palestinian people to stand for humanity and say that the Creator loves you as much as He loves anyone else. And that my Creator told me that I need to love His creation. All creation. And that if it be possible to live at peace with all mankind, and there is a way, and it's not forcing your religion down someone's throat, it's simple mutual respect. Simple mutual respect. That's all it takes. Don't be offended at what somebody else believes, because it's not for you to be offended. Don't worry about what's happening down the street that you don't believe in, or it goes against your religion, because you have all rights to stay home and not attend. Stop worrying about what your neighbor is doing and worry about what you're doing. Or sometimes, like we're talking today, worry about what you're not doing. That you're not standing up for humanity. Because you've been browbeaten, beaten, and brainwashed into believing that certain people are bad and certain people are evil. Certain people are following the devil. That's ridiculous. This is humanity. And all humanity deserves happiness, love, equality, fairness, and justice. Israel must be, or should I say, the leadership of Israel must be punished for the war crimes that they have committed. And I call upon all those that have a love for humanity, have a love for planet Earth, to stand with the Palestinian people. Maybe even stand for both the Palestinian people and the Israel people. Maybe we can get to the point to where religion isn't an aspect. Does that make any sense? Any good mediator understands both sides, because there's always two sides to the story. There's always someone else's version, and you can't listen to just one side. We must listen to both sides, and we must know the truth for what it is, because there's biasness, and there is anger, and there is false stories within both sides, I'm sure. But as adults, we need to show the children that we are capable of peace, that we are capable of doing what we preach every day, what we teach every day. Because we as adults, we like to say a lot of pretty things. but we don't do them in real life, do we? We want to tell our children that we need to have mutual respect, that we need to accept people for who they are, and that we need to love each other and treat each other as we would want to be treated. But then we go out and we disregard the things that make us civilized human beings. All over the world, these things are happening. It's happening between Gaza and the Israelites. It's happening between, it's in the United States and Germany and France. It's all over the world. And, you know, you just kind of pause. Because spirit, it's almost something that you can't touch with words. But it has to be done with spirit. Spirit has to touch you into understanding. To understand that, you know, and I keep going back because that's the only way I can get the people that need to hear this to understand that the man you call Jesus did not come to die on the cross. He came to teach you to be of Christ consciousness, to be like him, and to learn the things that he learned. When Jesus was 12, he went to Egypt. He left Egypt and he went to Tibet. He left Tibet and he went to India. He taught many things that the church today would say was heresy, blasphemy. But yet there's documentation and proof of all of this all over the world. But your church will not teach you this. They don't want you to know these things because it goes against the doctrine of control. They don't want you to understand the truth. They want you fighting. They want you arguing. Stop following after disciples. If you're going to be a Christian, then be Christ-like. That means most of the book that you read is nothing about the man you call Jesus, Yeshua. The war in Gaza has to end, and I'm calling upon everyone to do your part to end it. We don't want to go to war with Israel. We want peace with Israel. But what will Israel do? Will it yield to humanity and fairness and justice? Will it yield to love, equality? Or will it continue to murder, kill, rape, and destroy? All the things that the man you call Jesus is not. We see a lot of hatred. We see a lot of war within the Old Testament. But the Old Testament is Jewish. The Torah, it comes from an entirely different religion. The Christian church took the Torah and they use it for themselves, but it really has nothing to do with that religion at all. It's part of what Jesus learned, yes, up until the age of 12, when he left for Egypt to begin learning the Egyptian mysteries. Take some time. Listen to what I'm saying, but more so, listen to what Spirit is saying. World peace is available. And we don't have to end religion. We just have to understand religion. Understand that it's for each person to follow their own path. And that we need to respect that path. We need to respect even the things that we don't understand. Because there are certain things in certain religions that you may not be able to understand as acceptable. Because in your perception, it is not, because that's the way you were raised. But we have to understand that just because your perception says it's wrong, doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means you see it as wrong. But the truth of the matter is, truth goes way past perception. And until spirit really gets involved, it begins pointing things out. We have to lean upon spiritual understanding. I'm calling upon the wars to end. And it's really simple. You know how simple it is to end war? Soldiers, put your guns down. Military men and women, simply sit down. Say no. Leave those people that are demanding you murder, let them do it themselves. Your God says that it's yours, then let your God claim it. But as far as we, the human race, us, humanity, we will not lift a finger in anger or in hate. We will not destroy in vain. We will only protect. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be. Thank you, everyone. This is Richard Ravenbrook. From my heart to yours, I hope you are blessed. Please be a blessing. Share these podcasts. Share my short videos. Tell the world the work that's being done. Help me open the minds of those so closed. Help me bring into the fold those seeking truth and enlightenment. Be blessed.